Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Man, that might be my finest work. Which is, you know, that cuts both ways. You know, I'm happy that I get engagement from people when they hear that, or even when they hear the Carolina Panthers sound effect, which I think is similar because they are also the Panthers. I get people thinking of me and tagging me in social media posts, and that feels nice. I appreciate the engagement, and I also think that, you know, you've been doing something 30 years, and like that is something you're known for that is pretty embarrassing when you really get right down to it. But, you know, who wants to hear about what's going on inside of my head right now? No, we got our own problems. We all collectively have a common problem, and it's deciding just how much panic we should be feeling about the 2025 Buffalo Bills. I think that's where my head is at. Following Thursday's loss, we had Friday to kind of pour it over. Then the weekend came, and we watched a bunch of Week 12 games, and now we're back. And it's a weird week. We got a holiday in the middle of it, so we're off at the back end of it. A lot of you probably are also off at the back end of it. But the Bills have a game looming on Sunday in Pittsburgh, and it's a game that could really dramatically affect the wild card seedings. Yeah, you want panic? I know that's not really panic. I shouldn't have used the word panic so early in the day, because I'm not sure that panic is where I don't think I'm at panic, but I'm definitely shook. I think there's a difference between shook and panic. And I'm shook about things here with the way the standings look. The Bills are sitting in seventh spot in the AFC right now. So still in the playoffs, but they are clinging to that last wild card spot. The team they play this coming Sunday in Pittsburgh is right behind them. The team they lost to this past Thursday is also right behind them, as are the Kansas City Chiefs. Baltimore is leading the AFC North now, by the way. Like, that happened from 1-5 to 6-5, and they have passed the Steelers on, I think, division record at this point, and they still have two games to play. Anyway, you know what the standings look like, I think. You know what the Bills have looked like. I'm much more confident of that. And what I'm wondering is, now through 12 weeks, just where your head is at, where our collective heads are at here. Is there, and here's why I don't think panic is something I would use to describe my state of mind. We'll see about you at 803-0550. Mike is out sick today, so you're just got me here. We've got Ross Tucker booked at 4 o'clock for his weekly visit. Again, with the holiday schedule, we had to shuffle things up a bit. We talked to our usual Monday 4 o'clock guest, Eric Wood, on Friday because the Bills played on Thursday. So anyway, Ross Tucker today at 4. We'll touch base with Sal Capaccio at 5 p.m. today. Almost exclusively football wall-to-wall from me today, but as is usually the case when one of us is out, it's a two-man show. We are certainly content and satisfied often enough to talk amongst ourselves, but I don't have that luxury today. So if you want to get in, there should be plenty of time for you at 803-0550. Really, the reason I think panic is not in order, as bad as Thursday looked and felt, and as bad as the standings may look and feel to you, because I'm done chasing the division. I'm done chasing the one. I mean, I know mathematically it could still happen, but I keep waiting for the Patriots to stub their toe, and they just keep finding ways to beat these teams that, you know, aren't their equal, clearly. But the, you know, the games are tighter than maybe you'd like. I don't know what Boston radio sounds like right now, but I'll bet they're probably spooning right now with the Patriots, because it's back, it's new, it's exciting, right? So, you know, oh, let me make you some breakfast. No, no, don't get out of bed. Like, that's probably Patriots fans right now, right? Whereas we're sort of like, ah, do you make your own eggs? Is kind of how we're feeling, I think, because, you know, the mighty have fallen here. The Patriots are 10-2. The Bills are at like 9% to get there. I know. Right? Isn't it just 2 years ago they came from three back with five to go to pass Miami? Well, that was Miami. I do not think New England is that pushover caliber that Miami turned out to be. We've seen, really, that's the last time Miami was even ever taken seriously. It's been really 2 years of just sort of spiraling, and we'll see where they go from here ultimately. But none of our concern right now, because at 4-7, they're not in the picture. New England is. And I think New England, the kind of team they have demonstrated to be in just 12 games under Mike Vrabel and under the steady direction of second-year quarterback Drake May, I just feel like that is a team that is not going to collapse. All right. Well, could they still lose a game that they shouldn't lose? Yeah. I mean, every good team, even great teams, will do that. The Bills have done it almost every year that they've been lording over the AFC East. So I think the Patriots could do that, but it's 7-4 versus 10-2. I've got the one game left. It's not even at the very end. So I don't have all this time to make up the ground. Of course, I know I could still pass them after they play in week 15, but I'm sort of resigned to living in Wildcardville. And my mindset is now going to be on two things: protecting that turf, the wild card turf, from the likes of Pittsburgh and Houston and Kansas City. Jacksonville and the Chargers, that's where I'm living now, with the same record as the Chargers and the Jacksonville Jaguars at 7-4. And I want to just guard that turf. I'm not of the mind to, you know, get too far into arranging how I want the seeding to go. There's just so much to still happen here with, well, in the case of the Bills, six games to go. New England only has five because they still have yet to have their bye. They have a bye coming up after this week's game, in which they take on, hang on, I had it here a second ago. Who do they play this week? Why don't I have that? I thought I had that in front of me. Who do the Patriots play this week? Do we know? Of course, we can find out. I can find it. Just got to click a different spot. They play the Giants. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Monday night. Okay. I just found a bug in my, what I thought was my grid of AFC playoff contenders. It doesn't have the division leaders on it. So I'm going to need to fix that and address that. I thought I had a schedule master sheet, but turns out I don't. Anyway, so look, it's to me, it's just a long way to go. You don't even really have any more the Super Bowl odds to cling to. If like you've been, I think maybe after the Bills lost to Miami, they were still right up at, you know, if not the best odds within the top two or three. They were right there. There are now 7 teams with better Super Bowl odds than the Bills. The Broncos have the same odds as the Bills at plus 1,300. Maybe you will find it curious or notable that New England is not one of the teams that is ahead of the Bills in this. But in the AFC, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Baltimore, all ahead of the Bills, Denver tied, and then the Bills, and then, as I said, New England. So the reason I think not to panic, and I'll get to calls real quick after I just like finish spitting this out, is that I just don't see a team that has to be above and beyond what the Bills are capable of. It's a flawed conference. It looks to be a flawed conference this year. You can poke holes in the teams at the top. Even New England, I think, is not infallible. But they've got the lead right now, and I'm inclined to let them in Denver. It didn't really resonate with me that Indianapolis lost in Kansas City yesterday. In fact, I was in the forum that I'm most comfortable watching that game, which was rooting against Kansas City. So I couldn't even get that right, because that's how much Thursday's loss to Houston damaged my number one seed aspirations. There's no longer a challenge in who to root for when somebody's playing Kansas City. It's just simply block the door from Kansas City getting in. And unfortunately, the Colts were unable to do that, so they dropped to 8-3. Denver's there at 9-2, 10-2 on top. There's New England. I mean, we can talk about individual teams here, like who scares you the most, but the Bills have already beaten Baltimore. They've already beaten Kansas City. Those two teams would still be my answer to who is the scariest AFC contending team out there, I think. And yes, that is largely track record, but Baltimore, well, they've won five in a row since their 1-5 start. So they are where they are. And I think like having to deal with them in a 4-5 matchup, say they win the North, which I would predict they do, and you end up as the 5, like there's a round one wild card matchup that doesn't sound super fun, right? But even Baltimore, even Kansas City, while you've had your trouble with both of those teams, and certainly your trouble more so just you can't get past Kansas City when the playoffs get here, there is not a team out there. I don't think New England, Denver, or Indianapolis, the teams that have been sort of hovering at the top here, and Indy is still there third in the conference despite their loss yesterday. There's just not a team to me that, I'm not going to be able to deal with that, right? Are some matchups less advantageous than others? Of course. That's how sports works. But there is not a team out there to me that is just above and beyond. So the Bills, I think, are probably objectively, all right? I know what they look like. I know they couldn't block Houston, and I know their offensive plan. They couldn't seem to find a decent pivot to handling the pass rush, helping out the edge guys, whatever they would have needed to do. They just didn't have an answer on Thursday. So I know it looked bad, but to me the Bills are as capable as Kansas City or Baltimore, and therefore as capable as any one of these teams of winning it all. Is it going to be easier to go on the road and play three games if that's what it comes to? Of course not. But considering the opposition, I just don't see a cause for panic, but it does hurt to have a year where New England, Denver, and Indy are the teams at the top and have the Bills not be able to take advantage of that and put together a season where they could obtain the one seed and get the week off and be at home and all of that that has avoided them, it's eluded them this entire time that they have been a contending level team. They've never had it. They've had a couple of races for it, but they just have never gotten there. And I think this year that's in the wind. It's gone. So bad news. You're going to play three games. You're probably starting on the road. Almost definitely starting on the road. Maybe you'll get a home game if the top of this thing is as unreliable as I think it is. You know, that's maybe all the reason more to try to strive for the top wild card, so that if there are upsets up top, you know, if Kansas City ends up below you and they take out Denver or New England or whatever, you know, you could end up playing a game at home before it's all said and done. But the one seed to me in the division, the reign over the division is over. 10-2 versus 7-4 right now. I mean, I just don't see it. But again, all that said, I still think the conference is up for grabs. And that should be, I think, enough to sort of keep you from feeling like it's all over, right? We have been here before. We have been at it feels all over before. 6-6 2 years ago, coming off that Philly loss, I think was the record. And that's the year they ended up catching and passing Miami on the last day of the season. I'm not saying it's going to be a cruise here. It's going to be tense. It's going to be tense. Like now I'm battling Jacksonville and the Chargers and the Steelers and the Texans and the Chiefs. Whereas New England's just got to like keep me at bay, and they've got the AFC East. And that's really where the Bills were last year, and that comfort is gone. But I don't think it means it's, you know, never going to stop raining or anything. 803-0550 is the number to call. Really, anything is on the table here as far as the Bills go. Your concerns, you know, what you think of their chances, etc. Really, is there a team out there that really worries you? Other than the Bills. I mean, I think the Bills are as capable as anybody in the conference of beating anyone and losing to anyone. Like that is what wide open is, and that's what I think the AFC is right now, despite New England having the lead that they have and Denver already having 9 wins. All right, let's fire it up. 803-0550 is the number. Brad is up first this segment. Hi, Brad. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, what's up, Bulldog? Rolling Dolo, and I appreciate you. I have a quick statement and like a couple questions, and I'll hang up and listen if that's okay.
Okay.
So, basically, I feel like the offensive line's getting a bad rap. I mean, I know that they kind of, like, let us down.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
In Houston, but I just feel like they've been busting their hinds like the last year and a half, like, and people are forgetting that, and it just got lost. I mean, it's a short week. I mean, they're probably just tired, you know what I mean? Like, they do a lot. And so with that said, I'd like to know why we're not running Ray Davis more, because he seems like he's really got some legs under him. And we're underutilizing Curtis Samuel, in my opinion. I feel like maybe we could use him out of the backfield or use two backs. And that's my question, is what you think of that.
Okay, thanks, Brad. Well, Samuel isn't healthy again. So I don't feel like that really rings with me at all. To me, he just has not been able to stay on the field consistently enough for me to ever really count on him and use him more. Ray Davis has had, despite the kickoff return against Houston, a nothing burger of a year. I feel like the Bills run the ball great, and when they put Ray Davis in, that stops. So it's been a weird year. I was really counting on him to be a nice compliment to James Cook, but James Cook is so much superior that I'm not ready to try out Ray Davis at this point. I think they're gonna ride and die with Cook. Now, as they go down the stretch here, am I gonna listen to going light workload wise on the guys that really matter? Yeah, I think I am. Because while I think you still want to try to win every game and end up in the best spot you can, I think getting healthy, giving guys that have carried a lot of the workload a little bit lighter workload at this time of the year might be called for. I think it's time to be patient with injured guys and get everybody healthy so that when the crush really begins in January and you have to go on the road to start the playoffs, which is extremely, extremely likely, I think you want to have as much of your roster healthy as you can. So I'm nowhere on your last two questions or comments. Like Davis and Samuel have been non-factors largely on offense, and I don't think the Bills are missing something by not trying harder to get them off. I think it's just not working. As far as the line goes, I don't think anyone forgets that they have been excellent. It's one of the reasons why I was in here leading up to the Houston game going, I like my guys. I'll take my chances. Let's go play the feud. All right. I've got talented, highly paid tackles, and you've got not highly paid yet because they're young. Well, Hunter's relatively highly paid, but Anderson is still on a rookie deal. You've got talent there, and okay, it's time to slug it out. And the Bills absolutely got the jersey pulled up over their head and got right hands rained down upon them repeatedly by Houston. So I don't know about tired. You know, it is a short week, but everybody's dealing with the short week. They just got the clocks cleaned. But it is still and should be considered a strength of the team. Now, Spencer Brown is going to miss some time. And that's sort of one of the guys I'm thinking about when I say just sort of heal up, you know, don't rush anybody, take your time and make sure you've got as healthy a roster as you can have come January. Brown is really one of the guys I'm like front and center in that point. But look, they got clobbered. So yes, it's right to say it's been a strength of the team, but it rightly is getting criticized for the performance they put on the field on Thursday. And I think you'd be crazy not to be concerned about a backup playing right tackle going into Pittsburgh to play TJ Watt and the Steelers. So that is going to be a spot to really keep an eye on as we go through this week. Thanks a lot for the call. Jerry is next up. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Chris. Been a while. How you been? Good?
Good, man. Good. Hope you're well, too.
I am. You know, I'm not afraid of anybody. It yesterday proved how really goofy this league is. And I think we should take the Tampa Bay Lightning approach. Just get in and be healthy and be good at that time. You know, yesterday there was like four games where the wrong team won because of something goofy, whether it's coaching and analytics or Jalen Hurt just not being good when they're behind or Lamar not being good or, you know, since he hung with New England with their three of the best offensive players in the league not being on the team. How does Indy not know the analytics tell you not to punt there? Have they not watched Bills Chiefs games from 2000 to 2021? It is a league where anything can happen. You know, you break up that cliche any given week. It has never been more true than right now. There is not one The Giants are horrible, and they almost beat Detroit yesterday and should have beat Detroit yesterday. It is just such a goofy league right now, Chris. Get in and be healthy.
All right, Jerry, thank you. Appreciate the call. That's very much where my head is at. You know, I'm not I'm not here to tell you I'm relieved to not be chasing the one or the division. And look, I have no idea where the Bills' heads are at on this, right? But I think it makes sense to sort of step back now and lick wounds, get healthy, and try to gear up for what realistically will be a run of playoff games away from home, which is not something the Bills, you know, they've of course played road playoff games, but they have opened the playoffs at home every one of these years they've been in. I shouldn't say that they played on the road in 19, but since they became this class of team, okay, 19 has always sort of been over there. 20, they became a Super Bowl contender, and they've had home games. And they haven't had to, you know, run the rough rapids of going on the road right away, but you can do it. I mean, Kansas City did it a couple of years ago. They didn't. I don't think they played three on the road, but they came here in the divisional round and then went on the road in the championship round and won the Super Bowl. So it's not, again, it's not a direct correlation because they, I think, played a home game in the wild card round before coming here to face the Bills. Nonetheless, I think it's still wide open, as bad as we might be feeling about how the Bills have looked. They're 3-4 over their last seven games. So, you know, the 4-0 start has turned to 7-4 just like that. 803-0550 is the number. We'll keep the calls going here. It'll hit a timeout. Ross Tucker at 4 o'clock. Sal Capaccio at 5. Mike is out today. I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.